Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of Emo Homies.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're talking about getting ready for Take Me Back to Warped Tour. Amber was able to get together with a bunch of the guys from the bands and sit down for an awesome interview. And we're super excited about it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. We had some massive last-minute scheduling conflict, so I was, like, super bummed, but Amber did an awesome job, and we can't wait for you guys to hear it all. It really, like, highlights the, all the different personalities, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, I listened to it, and it got me super, like, stoked for it.
Dude, yeah, I was sitting there, and I think I was just cheesing the whole time. Like, it was so fun, and it just got me even more excited. Putting this together has been one of, like, the highlights of my life, honestly. It's been so fun to, like, work with all the guys and, like, talk to people about it. And I'm really excited for everything.
Yeah, no, I totally am too. I feel like before we, like, get into the actual interview, we just, like, need to describe to, like, the listeners, like, the vision.
Yeah. So, Take Me Back to Warped Tour, it's going to be at Falcon Bowl. And if you haven't been to Falcon Bowl before for a show, it's, like, pretty laid back. It's, like, a giant room with a stage, you know?
Yeah, one of the guys, like, in the interview kind of mentions that it was, like, a mini ballroom.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe
mm-hmm.
it.
Like, yeah.
So, it's gonna be there. It's cash only, so make sure you bring your cash, your $15. Doors open at 6, and then 4... So, if you've never been to Warped Tour, Warped Tour was, like, kind of, I feel like, the emo kid utopia, you know? Like, it had all of our favorite bands, it had our favorite merch, vendors, food, you know, all, like, the good stuff that you need for, like, an awesome day. So, we're trying to, like, emulate that, like, energy a little bit. So, it's not just gonna be, like, your normal, like, concert. You go, we'll get a drink or two, and then wait for, like, the show to start. Like, we're going to have and it's, like, my birthday party, so we're going to have, like, decorations and a vendor and merch
and cake.
And cake, yes. I can't forget the cake. My mom is making, like, a bunch of cupcakes and a bunch of cake, so we'll even have cake for you, and the cake is free. So
yeah, so it's, like, way more interactive than a normal concert would be.
Yeah.
Not quite to, like, festival level, but we're, like, I don't know, we found the sweet spot, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I mean, who knows if it goes well. Maybe it'll become a yearly thing, but we'll take it 1 year at a time. We'll start with this. But yeah, and then, like, it's local bands. So even though, like, at Warped Tour, you always, like, saw bands walking around. Like, you know, that wasn't, like, that big of a deal. But, like, here, I feel like you'll really get that Warped Tour feeling, because if you want to go talk to the guys, like, afterwards and be like, hey, you had a great set, or, like, ask them a question, they're all super nice and, like, would totally love to hear from fans. And it's going to be really cool.
And in the spirit of Warped Tour, we got the guys in the bands to do a little bit more covers of songs, like, well-known songs that you would hear on a Warped Tour.
Yeah, that's fun. They actually did that themselves. I was not expecting that. And then they're like, we're doing all these covers. And I'm like, this is going to be sick.
Oh, it was their idea?
Well, I figured they would probably throw, like, a couple in there, but then when they started telling me what covers they were actually doing, I was like, hell yeah. Like, this is going to be fun.
That's so exciting, because, like, you get the best of both worlds. Like, yeah. A good taste of, like, their originals, but still, like, the songs we all know and love and can sing along to. So, like, it's just so exciting.
Yeah, and then we can't forget. So after the bands play, then we're going to have a DJ, just spinning DJ, or not DJ bops, emo bops all night long for like 2 hours. So then, well, you can sit and scream your heart out to all your favorite Warped Tour, your OG Warped Tour vibes we'll have for sure. But we're also, me and Emily are like, we're super into like the new scene of emo music too. So like, I know in the interview I mentioned like Beauty School Dropouts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we're also going to do, like, if Warped Tour is still around, like, the bands that would definitely be on there today, too, because we have to have a good mix in there.
Yeah, and we're using the term emo music loosely in all of this. It's not specifically, like, Hawthorne Heights style. It's very, like, open-ended.
Yeah, like all, like, because Warped Tour, it had so many genres on it. Like, we had ska, metalcore. We, like, even, I think in the interview we talk about, like, Riff Raff was even there one year. Like, there's so many people on Warped Tour, and it's just crazy. It was just, like, perfect. It was just for anyone that, like, just feels like you didn't fit in, you know?
Did you know Eminem did Warped Tour one year?
Dude, I listened to that interview on Lead Singer Syndrome, and then he's like, Eminem, that was there that year. And I'm like, that's crazy.
I know, right? Mind-blowing.
I have to tell my mom that. I wonder if she even knows that.
So, like, Warped Tour isn't just for the hardcore emo kids. Just like, yes, this is an emo concert event we're throwing, but it's not just for the hardcore emo kids.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a crowd. Like, I hope that we have a good crowd, but I know that the people that are coming, it is going to be like a mixed bag of people, but which is good because, you know, the bands get exposure. We get to hang out with like awesome peeps, you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's for everybody. Just like Warped Tour was always for everybody.
Yeah. So come with your friends and we'll have a great time.
Yeah. So without further ado, here was Amber with the guys from Blake Drive, Ally Eyes, and Hayden with an awesome interview that we hope you enjoy.
Okay, so we are going to start. So, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, so we're just going to... So, I'm Amber, everybody, and we're just going to get started. I'm here with some special guests today, and I'm going to have them all introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their bands. And we're going to talk a lot about Take Me Back to Warped Tour and just reminisce. So,
Who's up? Me, Hayden. What up? I'm Hayden. Yeah, I'm kind of in a band. I'm like solo, but, you know, I have two people that back me up, and we just played our first show with Lake Drive a couple months ago at the X-Ray Arcade. Been making music under the name Hayden for like a couple years now. Like 7-8 songs out. Just released a song called Nostalgia a couple weeks ago. Yeah, super stoked to play the first ever Take Me Back to Warped show and just to do it every year and make it bigger and bigger until it's Warped Tour again. Back in the walk.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm Brandon from the pop rock band Lake Drive. I shred guitar, I do lots of other stuff, and here with the rest of my boys.
I'm Adam. I'm the drummer of Lake Drive.
My name's Raven. I'm the drama queen / singer of Lake Drive.
I'm Trevor. I play bass.
I'm Colton. I'm from a local all-rock band, Milwaukee. I'm their, I like to think of myself as their spiritual leader, sort of. and I also kind of sing sometimes. We will also be joining the Take Me Back to Warp show.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here. Sucks Emily's not here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
It's so weird that I listen to this podcast all the time, and to be on it, this feels like a full circle moment.
For me. I love that. Yeah. I love that for both of us.
Yeah, I manifested it.
Because honestly, it was like after you told me and Emily like how big of a fan you were, we were like, okay, we need to get this on a consistent basis. That really kicked us in the gear, honestly.
Yeah, when I saw you guys at the rave. Yeah, that one time, I was like freaking out. Like, oh, you guys have no idea. Your podcast got me through such a terrible flight one time. I was just, now I feel like I know everything about you.
Yeah. Your local celebrities for Ally Eyes, too. You're the first podcast where we've heard anything nice said about us. We're big fans.
Aww, we love you guys. For your
dip. No, well, it's honestly, it's the first time we've heard anything about this. So yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah.
We can talk shit. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be the first one to do it.
I love that. Well, we are big fans of all of you guys, so we're super excited for Take Me Back to Warped Tour, and it's going to be a really great time. So yeah, we're just going to kind of reminisce. So I kind of have some questions that we're going to like kind of talk about, and then we'll just, like I said, go from there.
Yeah.
But I guess, so my first question is, did you all ever like go to Warped Tour growing up?
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-mm. Never made it out.
No?
I wasn't.
Before my time.
I wasn't.
None of us.
Well, I think we're kind of older. So like it was peak when we were teenagers.
True.
I wasn't really allowed to go, but I did sneak out to like see my favorite bands at the rave, like Pierce the Veil and Singing the Sirens and stuff, and Asking Alexandria. Nice. So I did get like I did get to see all my favorite bands and like
Warped Tour.
Yeah, that peak era.
Okay, I get that.
Well, that makes me sad. You guys didn't get to go. That's okay.
Five times, probably?
Five times? Yeah, when was the first time you went?
The first time I went was like 2012, I think. And I had only been to one concert beforehand, which was like 92. And it was like Quentin Tom had just come back. And like they were the reason I started playing music. So I was like, just on a high, like, holy shit, I need to go to them on the show. And my next show was Warped Tour. And then I went to like see All Time Low and they like headlined, they played live. Yeah. And dude, it was life changing. Like they came out and they started with Damned If I Do Yet. I just remember being in like the amphitheater and the whole place was just bouncing up and down.
Did you go in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the first year I went was 2013.
Okay.
So I went.
2013?
No. Because I, All Time Low was not there when I went. I remember when I went, the headliner, the last person or the last band that played was Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, sick. 2012, 2013 is like, for me, peak years of when that was happening. Like, all the bands were just like.
It was cool. It was cool to play it.
It was like when metalcore was starting to become like kind of mainstream a little bit. Yeah. And like emo music was kind of permeating my high school at that time.
Yeah. So good.
Love that.
I remember that year too, because I didn't know at the time. I didn't know Bring Me or The Story So Far, and those were like the last two to play. Mm-hmm. That was The Story So Far. Sick.
The Story So Far. At like, that time, they had like a new album.
Either of them, dude. And the first thing that happened, they're about to come out. You know, Mark was all like pissed off about nothing. And just someone just like launched off someone's back, like over my head, and like to start the crowd surfing. I'm like, this is a good band
from the jump. Yeah, dude.
Like the first like strum the guitar.
You were there for like, what's up? History.
And it was like.
Yeah, Warped Tour was like the peak of my life. So when it ended, I cried for like 3 days, not even lying.
Damn, we're bringing it back for you.
Yeah,
we bring it back for you.
Hey, it was. I actually posted like the event in a bunch of Milwaukee music pages, and on one of them, someone commented, and he's like, "Is there any band slots you left? Can my band play?" And I was like, "Dude, too late. Like, you should still come." And he's like, "If you do it next year, hit us up." And I'm like. We'll see how this year goes.
Well, one would be crazy if like this became an annual thing. Not like that you want to plan that stuff, but if it did really well and became an annual thing, like what if this is the thing that revives real Warped Tour?
Dude, honestly,
and it all is on your shoulders.
Yeah,
like
hey,
so I call you Kevin.
I'm down, Kevin Lyman 2.0. I mean, I plan stuff every day, so. Yeah, I mean, if it became an annual thing, I'd be totally down. I love, like, planning this. While it's, like, kind of stressful, it's also really enjoyable for me because I love planning things. And it combines, like, all of my favorite things together. Like, Warped Tour, my birthday, my favorite bands, you know.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and that'd be sick if we built it up every year.
Yeah.
Next year, Kenny Hoopla, headlining, something like that.
Yeah.
I was, like, thinking about that the other day. I was telling a friend about it. I'm like, dude, like, just with the name, like, Take Me Back to Warped, such a good idea. And there's such, like, probably a local untapped scene that would all, like, show up if we kept building it and building
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm like, well, who could we get to headline that would, like, maybe actually do it? And I'm like, well, Kenny Hoopla lives in, like, Oshkosh or something. Like, he would do it.
Yeah, like, he started out of Oshkosh, and he, like, really, yeah, blew up. And also, there's something to be said about, I feel like... building community like that us as bands, we hear that all the time, but it's really hard to like focus on music and trying to get people to come to your shows. It's like what you're doing is really, really cool. That's how you build community, having people kind of outside of making music really gunning for it, because it feels like we're all incentivized to do it because we want people to like us and see us play our music. But what you're doing is something actually genuinely special that doesn't happen often.
Thanks. Me and Emily love doing it. It's such a great time, like passing out the friendship bracelets that we slave over.
That's community. That's like literally how you build something special. It's so cool.
I was pumped to get my bracelet.
Yeah, we've been making these promo ones for Take Me Back to Warped Tour. So it has the acronym and June 14th.
Awesome.
We only passed out like 9 so far, but because I only made 9, but. We made like 4 more today and we're like, okay.
I think this is going to pop off harder than you might think it's going to pop
off. Dude, I don't know. Every day I like go back and forth on it. Like part of me is like, nobody is going to come. And then the other part of me is like, it's going to sell out. Like people are going to be waiting in line to get in. Like, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, us as bands, like as musicians, we get that feeling every day about everything we do. Like everything we do. Right.
Before I drink coffee, I'm like, dude,
like, I don't know.
Like, this feels worse.
So bipolar.
Yeah, like, actually, no, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm the biggest dog.
But, yeah, it's crazy, because, like, my coworkers, like, they're all super stoked. They're all coming. Like, my family, I'm like, you all have to come. And I'm like, don't even ask to get in for free. Like, I need you to pay the
$15. Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then I've been, like, really... I like went to a work conference and I was networking and it was like people from like all across the country. And I'm like, yeah, if you want to come to this show in Milwaukee on the 14th. And that's a couple people were like,
yeah,
we're like, we're going to check it out. Like, we're going to try to make it. And I'm like, heck yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be good. But so, okay. And then my other like big question, and then we'll kind of like bounce around, I guess. And my other big question is, I know. So, like, I guess the context of Take Me Back to Warped Tour is I actually, the story of how this came to be was when I was 15, I was having a quinceañera, and my mom, I was like, Mom, I want my quinceañera to be Warped Tour themed, and my mom was not having it. She was like, it's not going to look like a concert. I had, like, a whole plan. Like, each table was going to be a different band. Like, it was going to be, my little brain was like, this is going to be great. And my mom was like, no, it's not going to look like a concert. And then... if you know my mom, I was not going to win that fight. But I planned like my birthday like super early. I like love my birthday. I love hanging out with everyone I love and just having fun, you know? And I was like thinking about it months early like I usually do. And then I was like, huh, what am I going to do this year? Like, I don't know. And then I was just thinking all these things. And I kept hearing my mom say that in my head, like, it's not going to look like a concert, Amber Marie. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to throw a concert. Yeah. And then I asked Raven first because I was like, if Lake Drive doesn't headline, I'm not doing it. Like, yeah. But I guess what were your guys's? So I know I messaged Ally Eyes and I messaged Raven and then I asked you at X-Ray. But yeah, I guess what was your like initial thought response when you like read that message? Like, did you have like any specific thoughts of like, oh, this is going to be like really great, or oh, this like girl's crazy, but we'll try it out? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd say obviously you didn't we talk to, but like we play our music and we go out and do a lot of shows like that and, you know, never really spend time covering songs that we grew up and loved, you know, and still listen to regularly. So seeing this opportunity and then, you know, throwing emo covers out there gives us the opportunity to kind of reconnect and bond over, I don't know, tracks we all grew up with.
Yeah.
So super exciting.
I remember you like brought the idea up to me. It was just an idea. And I could tell you were half in, half out. You were like almost discouraged by it. And I was just like, no, you gotta commit to it. Because like Lake Drive has had so many crazy ideas that we were like, oh man, this is just too ambitious. I'm not sure if it's going to work out. And we just like hunkered down and did it and it works out. And, you know, like you're like, I'm not sure if there's any other brands. And I was like, oh, we're playing a show with, you know, kind of an emo-ish pop punk group called Hayden. You should talk to them. And then I was so insistent. I was like, Hayden, there's this girl you have to talk to. And I was like, Amber, I'll introduce you after their set and just making it happen. And it was just so good because we hit it off anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it's literally just, if you don't try, you'll never know.
For
and
sure.
You got to do crazy stuff because at least that's a selling point. Like, you can be like, I'm doing something crazy. You got to come check it out, whether it fails or not, which it won't fail.
No.
But you got to check it out either way.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But my mom's making all the cake.
Hell yeah.
So I felt like we made it when we got asked to play. Like, obviously meeting you guys, talking to you, you're like, I know this girl. She's throwing a show, continuing back to Warped. You guys would be perfect.
Yeah, literally, you'd be perfect.
Yeah,
let's play fucking Warped Tour, dude. We just played our first show. Like, let's go. And I was like, hell yeah. And yeah, we're so excited to do it. And yeah, throw some covers in there too. Like you said, like the songs that made you want to play music in the first place is like what I think of Warped Tour. Like, because that's just our, like, my band genre to a T, like that pop punk early 2000s sound, like started from Link and Simple Plan. Stuff like that. So, yeah.
For sure.
So excited.
Yeah. No, I remember, like, I've never been to Warped Tour, but even just, like, I always knew it as, like, a cultural phenomenon growing up. So even just something that kind of, like, harkens back to it got me really excited right away. And, like, this has come at the same time as I've started, like, kind of rediscovering the love, my love for music around that time, which, like, for me was not as much always, like, traditional Warped Tour bands, but, like, a pop-punky, like, Green Day, My Chemical Romance and whatnot. So I just started, yeah, thinking of all the covers we're going to do. I enjoy finding out which band's going to cover Welcome to the Black Parade best.
Oh, we didn't even think about that. Oh, we could do it. We actually talked about doing that song a long time ago. We're like, that's a little ambitious. But maybe, you know, on the theme of ambition, maybe we'll pull up. It would be cool if we could get all the three bands to do a song together. I was like,
yeah. Dude, that King for an A idea.
I was thinking King for an A because I was like, well, if there's anyone who can scream, I mean, I could, but I don't want to like get a vocal note or something. But like back to that point about like playing music that kind of inspired you to begin with, I was certainly an emo kid and I still am. But that's how me and Brandon even started this band. We were just hanging out one day, like we just met each other. We're like playing music on our phones. We're like, oh, dude, we like the same tunes. And we just bonded over Taking Back Sunday and Hawthorne Heights, which were like peak early 2000s emo. And like, that's how this all started. I mean, we kind of morphed into a different kind of band, but that's always been kind of the root of where we come from.
And then you take, like, you write music and obviously you take inspiration from these artists and, you know, little licks and things that you've learned, sort of just pay a legitimate homage to it.
Yeah.
Hey, these are the songs this, you know, that inspired you.
For sure. Are you guys, side note, are you guys going to Summerfest to see Taking Back Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We went, yeah, like, we went with my sister the last time they were here.
No, they're coming this year.
Yeah, we're going to go.
We'll
see, yeah, yeah, it's a tradition.
Sleeping with Sirens for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That day, oh, the day Sleeping with Sirens in everyone plays, me and Emily are going to be jumping back and forth between Generac and Miller Lite.
Yeah.
We're going to be running back and forth. It'll be like Warped Tour for real.
We got, what is it? I like mapped that same two days with the Tuesday. So I like calendars like Lolo and then Send Off.
Yeah.
And then Swaco. And then someone else, and then Jaden, and I'm a huge Jaden fan.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with Sirens.
That's crazy. They're playing a really cool stage.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. Me and Emily were like, it's going to be Warped Tour for real again.
Yeah.
Running back and forth.
Yeah.
But so exciting.
So when is that? When is that day? Is that July after 4th. Show? July.
Yeah.
Could have like handed out all the flyers there and the bracelets at those stages.
Too bad it'd be after.
Sorry.
I know. I was like, dang, it's going to be after. But every time I go to a show, I like try to talk to at least two people and then I like tell them.
Yeah.
So, because I had social anxiety, so I hate going up to people. It takes me and Emily a lot to go up to people, but we do it.
Right. Then, yeah.
That is kind of like the Warped Tour day. I feel like every year, it's funny. Every time the Summerfest set list comes out or like the artists come out, people are like, this year sucks. And it for me, it's just like, well, they're just not playing the kinds of bands I love.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it feels like, whoa, they're actually getting like modern rock, pop rock / emo bands to play all in like one day. So it is kind of like,
yeah,
like Warped Tour.
Me and Emily were talking because on like one of our last episodes, we're like, they never have people we want to see on the free stages. And then this year, and then I'm like, Emily, they did this to us on purpose. They put everyone we want to see at the same time on the same stages. We're going to have to run back and forth. Listen to the podcast. And they're like, oh, yeah. Like, so, but yeah, I'm excited for Summerfest. It's going to be a good time.
So excited.
Yeah. It's maybe there.
But yeah. And I feel like, and then Take Me Back to Warped Tour is like literally the week before. So I'm like, this starts off like the festival season.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's cool that it's a themed Warped Tour.
Yeah.
And Warped Tour was all based on like that idea of community. And this year it's literally like, I feel like we're about to hit a big cultural moment for at least our city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which hasn't happened in a very, very long time. I feel like where there's this community building with like a specific kind of music that we all bond over. And I don't know, it's just really, really cool. Cause when Warped Tour is happening, no one realized you were being a part of like history, part of culture.
Literally, yeah.
And now like going into this summer, I'm like, oh, I feel like the opposite. I feel like, oh, I know I'm about to step into something really huge that's going to be significant for our scene.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, I think The Milwaukee scene is so, like, vibrant and huge. Like, Alternative Press wrote an article about us. And I was like, that is the coolest thing. I remember seeing it on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, we made it. Because like, Alternative Press used to be, like, my Bible. I, like, literally searched through. I went through, like, all my boxes, and I literally was, like, looking for the Warped Tour. I knew I got rid of a lot of them, but I'm like, I know I saved, like, at least one Warped Tour issue. And before the interview, I found it, and I was, like, reading it, and I was like, this is so nostalgic. But it made me, like, sad at the same time, because I was like, oh, that was, like, even though it feels like yesterday, it was, like, 6 years ago already, the last one.
Damn.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
For the last Warped Tour, our band, I was in another band at the time, band I was in from, like, sixth grade to, like, the middle of college, so they're, like, my two best friends growing up with and stuff. And our drummer was just like, I love him. He was just like weird though. He would never come to shows with us. He just didn't want to do the stuff that we would do. We finally convinced him to go to the last Warped Tour. And we're driving from Door County. That's where we ended up in Surgeon Base. 2.5 hours drive down. We're on the highway right above the third ward. And we get in like a nasty car accident. Like 5 minutes out from like being there. And I'm like, dude. And like, we rear-ended someone going, like, 50 miles an hour. So, like, first off, thought we were dead for sure.
Yeah.
Second off, like, the driver, Sean, myself, we were fine, like, just in shock. And our drummer in the back, the dude that we finally convinced to go, like, was in so much pain, like, just, like, moaning and stuff. And, like, he ended up having his bladder lacerated and cut open.
Oh, my Lord.
So he, like, couldn't move. He was just, like, like, all time. So we didn't get to go on the last Warped Tour.
Oh.
We're at the hospital as he's in, like, emergency surgery.
So, no, that's so sad.
Unfortunately. So the last one was 7 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it was going to be, like, our moment. Like, we were doing some stuff. We felt like we were going to, like, you know, make a move. It was going to be a nice little bonding day and stuff. Like you said, like, feel like community and universe said, nah, not today, mate.
It's kind of, it is kind of interesting, though, because, like, a lot of us didn't go to Warped Tour, so this is kind of our chance. Like, this event is our chance to take that back.
Yeah.
Mini Warped Tour. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Like, I'm going to try to make it as close to Warped Tour as we, like, can. I'm going to, like, have a lot of decorations. It's going to be really nostalgic. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm already, like, thinking about my outfit. And I remember back in the day, they used to wear, like, super tight jeans, no socks, and those Toms.
Yeah.
You remember that look, dude? Or, like, the cutoff, like, shirt that's super saggy, just shows all their tats. And I'm definitely going to, like, do the swoop to my hair and stuff. Like, all the bracelets going up to your elbow.
I have all my bracelets in a box. Like, I might bust those out.
You have to.
Yeah,
I have.
I think I counted one time. I literally counted. I have at least like 50.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
I'm going full like scene kid for this.
That's a good idea. I think we all have to.
It's a requirement. It's like you got to sell it.
It's look like Killing Quinn.
That's exactly what I was talking about. By the way, the Killing. Except hopefully no one wears flip-flops. That used to be a thing. They used to wear flip-flops on stage. Like Attack used to do that. And I was like, why are you doing? You're playing just hardcore music. And then you have like Abercrombie flip-flops on. That's hilarious. That is kind of what made it special, actually.
I was a big Never Shout Never girly. And I mean, I still am. I love Never Shout Never.
Yeah.
They're my fave. But I remember I did so much research because... So my first Warped Tour, I did not know Warped Tour was a thing because I was like, I've always been an emo kid, like in my soul, but I didn't become like an emo kid till I was like in seventh or eighth grade, I feel like. And then that's when like the style and the music started to come out because my friend, she was like, you should listen to this. And I'm like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then I remember like being at my cousin's house and then I'm like, dude, I want to see Never Shout Never so bad. And I was also a big Black Veil Brides girly.
Yes.
And I remember looking up like Never Shout Never Tour. And then all of a sudden a Warped Tour poster popped up and I'm like, what is this? And then it had like the first year I went, it was like Never Shout Never, Black Veil Brides, We Came as Romans, Sleeping with Sirens, like all
literally peak.
Like yeah, so good. And then I was like, I have to go. And then I begged my mom and my mom was like,
I didn't want to bring my mom, obviously. I was like, no, I'm...
We have a tent for her, right? They had a tent for the...
My mom would they not... Did. Yeah, the reverse daycare, no way. My mom That's what it was called. That's
really?
Yeah, it's called the reverse daycare. You'd go drop your parents off. It was like AC, and they would have like water in there and like TVs and stuff.
Oh, they put on like sports or like HGTV or something.
Literally, 3 hours in NASCAR.
Yeah, dude. My dad's just glued in there.
Literally, like Warped Tour, they thought of everything. Like, you would drop off your parents at the reverse daycare, you go meet them. Cause like the first year I went with like my best friend, and then I met up with like my cousin's friend because I didn't want her to like hang out by herself. And then I like ended up hanging with her most of the day. And then, like, we just go, like, checking on our mom at the reverse daycare, like, every once in a while. So our mom would make sure we were okay. And then we'd, like, leave. Dude, my first Warped Tour, I feel like I have, like, such crazy Warped Tour stories, honestly. It's, like, my first one, I slammed my head into a garbage can by accident and gave myself, I'm pretty sure I had a concussion, but I just kept on trucking that day. But, and then I got to meet Sleeping with Sirens, like, on the fly. And it was really cool because at Warped Tour, for some meet and greets, so sometimes you could like go and just like meet the bands, you know, like you just get in line and meet them. But other bands, if they had like a really big following, so like Sleeping with Sirens that year, like totally peak, you know, you had to get like a poster or like the merch to like meet them. But since it was my first Warped Tour, I didn't know you're supposed to get there early, so I got there when doors open. Big mistake, like always get there early. And then I missed the Black Veil Brides meet and greet because I didn't get like the poster. I missed the Sleeping with Sirens one because I didn't get the poster. I like missed all of them. So I was like, dang, this kind of sucks. And then I was waiting in line because my friend did get it. And then so I was waiting in line with her because I'm like, don't want to make sure you don't get kidnapped or anything. And then one of the guys who was like kind of like policing the line, he's like, do you have the poster? And I was like, no. And I was like, please don't make me leave. I'm just standing by my friend. Like, I'll move out the way once we get close. And he's like, so you don't have a poster? And I was like, no. And he's like, here, since you were like the first person who wasn't rude to me, you can have it. Oh, and then he gave it to me. And then I got to meet them. So cute.
And this person goes a long way.
Literally. And I was like, dude, you just made my whole day. And he's like, you have to be chill, though. Like, no one can know I gave it to you.
Chill.
So I was like, thank you so much. Yeah, it was so fun. And then I saw Never Shout Never. Oh, the whole point of me, I went on big tangent, my bad. But Never Shout Never played. And then Christopher Drew, he wouldn't wear shoes. He would have a rug. And then he'd be on the stage in his bare feet.
Mm-hmm. Was this before or after the Brian Stars incident?
After.
And you can bleep Brian Stars since we don't speak of him. He's like Voldemort.
Yeah. I think on one episode I said his name because Emily's like, dude, you have to say it. You can't just keep saying the person that we don't speak about. Like, and I was like, okay, fine.
Literally, he's like the emo Shane Dawson. Like, we don't like to remember that we loved him, and we don't like to admit that I used to eat his content up. But like, now
we don't have to talk about it. I forget what exactly he did, but I do remember that I used to watch him a lot. Didn't watch him anymore.
Dude, I never liked him because I started watching him, but this was, I forgot when that Never Shout Never interview came out, but obviously I was a big Never Shout Never girly, so like Christopher Drew could do no wrong. And when I watched that interview, I'm like, he didn't even do anything wrong. Like, he didn't want to answer his stupid questions. So I was like, I feel like, and then Brian Starr's like, when I cried about it, and I'm like, what a big baby.
It was pretty funny. he did start crying, and he's like, all right, turn on the camera. Okay. He's like, and his hands are shaking. Like, oh, literally, man, anything for the content, I guess.
Is that when he was like, don't ask me stupid shit, man. Ask me about the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
But other bands were like mad at Christopher Drew, like Black Veil Brides, like shit all over him. It was crazy. Like,
it was crazy. Everyone hated Christopher Drew. And then a few years later, when all like the Brian Stars drama came out, I was like, I told everyone I was right. Like, such a snake. And then now he's like, even knows what happened to him.
The good thing that came out of that was Johnny Gilbert.
Yes.
Yeah. He's still making content. I love him. Let's get him to come to the event, honestly. If we could get Johnny Gilbert, that would be so sick.
Oh my God. That'd be lit.
He makes music. That'd be so fun. Maybe next year.
Yes. Johnny Gilbert, please come. Big fan. Always been a big fan.
Johnny, Jake, and Tara, please. If you're out there, please come to the event.
I don't know what we're talking about now. I lost it.
They lost me 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never stopped being engrossed in like emo YouTube and stuff. It's almost like bad.
Same.
Like I just keep up with them still.
Dude, what was cool about Warped? You would just like see random bands, random famous people like everywhere. Like I got out of my car in the parking lot in Motionless and White, just like
literally. That was the best part.
At the time, I didn't like know them that well. I'm like, holy shit! Like, cause you know they're like a little whore. But yeah, that was cool. And you just see like random band members posted up at their merch tents. Go say what up to them. Like you said, if they weren't like a huge band, sometimes they would. You know, like the main always just went out like a
yeah.
Tent. Yeah, good times. And Milwaukee was like perfect for it. Like it probably wasn't as good in other cities as it is in Milwaukee, just because you have like the Summerfest ground.
Yeah,
basically laid out for it. And like the stages are, I don't know, clean, and you're not like a parking lot or like, you know, a dirt field or something like you see in other videos. Like Milwaukee was.
It was built. It's literally built for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I could not imagine seeing it anywhere else in Milwaukee.
Right.
It was so fun. To.
Right, yeah, yeah.
June 14th, 6 p.m.
Yeah, Warped Tour is like the peak of my life. Like that's when I would crowd surf all the time. Miss that. Except when the one time I got dropped. That was not fun.
Yeah. Well that's part of the requirement of going to the Warped Tour. You gotta get dropped at least once.
At least crowd once.
Surfing in general.
Yeah.
At least I got dropped on the grass, not the cement.
Good.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
I was so mad though, because it was Bless the Fall, and then Bo Boken is like, come give me a high five. So that's code for there's about to be a bunch of crowd surfing.
Yeah.
And I started going, and I actually, there's a picture that my cousin took right before I got dropped, and it's like the coolest photo of me probably to ever exist. And then like literally right after that, I went down and she's like, dude, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, but one of these days I'll make my return.
You know how Warped Tour used to make like the Warped Tour CD every year, and it was just like a picture of like one of the concerts happening.
Yeah,
we could do that for our event and have that picture be it, just like in black and white for the Take Me Back to Warped.
Dude, I'm making a Take Me Back to Warped playlist.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I started it like 2 months ago. And then I was just, but I'm like, I have to wait until we announce this and then I can like put it out, you know, because I just named it the acronym because you can look up people's Spotify profiles, you know, and I'm like, I can't name it what it actually is because then everyone's going to be like, what is this? So I'm like the acronym and nobody will know until I announce it.
Right.
So
are you doing merch? Thinking about it?
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. Like I was thinking about it because my friend Mikey, she was like, you should really do this, Amber. If you make this an annual thing, like everyone's going to want a shirt the first year. And I was like, oh, I know.
Think you'd have to.
Okay.
And I'm gonna print it for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Do you remember like back in the day, like there was like a few distinct designs that bands used to do, like Pierce the Veil, Bring Me the Horizon used to do like the bright neon shirts with like bubbly font and like a crazy character. I would love to do that for our band. Yeah. There's like a Lake Drive shirt. It's like one of those cutoff tanks or something.
That would be
love sick. That throwback. I mean, we can make merch for sure. I'm down.
I think people would get it.
It would be historical.
And we can all wear
10,
it.
That's 10 people that have the first annual ever.
That's true.
And we back to work merch. And then you have it yourself too. And then we don't
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're doing this.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
I was thinking about
that. Wasn't supposed to be a sentence. Yeah. I just want something that says Warped Tour on it.
That's so funny. Literally, Emily asked me about this, I think, like yesterday. And she's like, are we doing merch? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. And then she's like, okay. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, but now I'm like, no, we better just do it.
Yeah. I mean, it would sell. I think.
It's totally would sell.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Hell yeah. Put out her names on it, on the back.
Yeah.
Put all the dates. One.
Summer of fun.
Yeah.
Fun date.
Enough fun for the whole summer.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to get a big backdrop of the poster so people can take pictures in front of it.
Nice.
So it's going to be pretty
cool. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, that day, I'm going to be running on, like, so much adrenaline and caffeine because there's so much to set up, but it's going to be so worth it. I love doing that. And, like, just all the help. It's, like, crazy. Like, the community that we are building is pretty lit,
guys.
Yeah. And it's going to be good for like the podcast too. Just, you know, people to get exposure
outside
of it. And then more people listen, the community, like you said, just gets bigger from that. And next year it gets even bigger. And
yeah. And then we just do it every year.
Yeah.
Insane.
We don't.
Are you going to incorporate the bowling alley at all?
The bowling alley? I don't know. Like, to have people go bowling?
At least the bands, like, getting together and taking one giant photo in the bowling alley would be really cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I told my coworker, one of my coworkers, and she's like, so let me get this straight. It's going to have live music, emo music, drinking, cake, and bowling? And I was like, well, I don't know about the bowling, but I guess, maybe. And she's like, I'm in.
Options there, so yeah. I've never been to the Falcon Bowl. Do you like play? Where is there like a stage? Or
yeah, that's a pretty big. It's almost like a mini ballroom kind of thing. Yeah, we could pack that place out
from the bowling.
Yeah, it's like downstairs.
Because I played a bowling alley once in like eighth grade, but we were like on the bowling alley. Like,
was it slippery?
Not the lane.
I don't know if you had bumpers up or anything. Yeah.
Your amps just get destroyed.
Everything's sliding. so I was trying to picture how it's going to be. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun. So I'm really excited. I hope you guys are excited.
It's beyond excited. This is just an excuse for us to pull out like all the emo covers we wanted to play for so long.
I'm so excited to see all of you guys play these covers. It's going to be iconic. Like, I keep telling everyone, I'm like, there are some good covers. You guys have to come. And I was telling my coworkers, and then my coworkers are like, that's totally worth the $15. And I was like, I know, like, it's going to be
Are you going to do any like video or like documentation of the day?
I'm going to try. I'm probably going to give that to somebody else because I'm really bad at it.
Right.
But for sure, I wanted to get a photographer to come like do that, but I haven't found one.
I know a guy.
You should tell him to hit me up.
It's not me this time.
Photographers are abound. There's so many people who are just going to want to be a part of this, I think.
Right. Yeah. We'll probably just do it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, because I really would like to have, like, a professional there to, like, get pictures of, like, you guys and, like, of just everything. Because I think it'd be so fun. And then I'll have the giant backdrop, too. So
the thing I find, like, kind of special about this event is, like, you know, like, the emo night DJ thing that tours. That's really cool. It brings people together. But it's, like, there's no bands playing. Like, that's the most important part. But this is, like, kind of all of it. And it's an excuse for people to dress up, to kind of reminisce.
Yeah.
Like, get the new emo kids, the older emo crowd. At the very least, they're going to want to just come to, like, be around people just like them. And it's an excuse to dress up. But then they're going to see live bands playing their favorite songs and freaking out. It's like, you get to kind of simulate what it was like. And that's, I feel like that's kind of the whole point.
And for, like, the DJ, it's going to be, like, definitely a mix of, like, all like the throwback like Elder Emo Warped Tour vibes for sure, but like I also am really into like the new emo scene, like
same
Beauty School Dropouts and
I love them. I just like sent it to the group chat. I was like, this is such a good reference for how we should be like. They're so awesome.
Why can't I sound like
they're so good.
Voice is insane.
Freak, that's my like favorite song. I love it.
I just saw them in Chicago few months ago.
They're definitely up and coming. They're so sick. You'll get them next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because like, I'm like, me and Emily have to like work on the DJ, like give the DJ like what we want them to play, and I have to pick the opening song and the last song, and I'm like, that's so much pressure.
Oh, Stickly both for the opening and closing song.
Well, I was thinking I picked a closing song, but I don't think I'm gonna do it because no one's gonna get why I picked that.
What's the song?
Snow White's Poison Bite. What's it called? The End of Prom Night.
Do it. That's such an iconic song from that period.
Okay, for sure. Okay. A lot of people don't know it. That's why I was like, and then like the reason why I want to play that at the end is because when I had my real quinceanera, when I wanted it to be Warped Tour and it couldn't be, I played that. That was the end song that we played. That was how I closed off my 16th birthday. So
honestly, that almost makes it more like accurate to the time, because I remember I used to play songs by bands that like, and nobody understood it.
Yeah.
So that would almost be like Just to let you know, I still know more emo music that you don't know. And I'm still kind of like...
Maybe I'll keep it then, for sure.
I think you should.
Then I just have to pick the opening song. You guys made it a lot easier, though, because you guys picked, like, all the songs I was thinking of. So I'm like, okay, cool. I think I know what the opening is going to be now, but...
Yeah, speaking of those songs, what's a song you guys are looking forward to playing?
For us, like, two staples got to be Dear Maria and Check Is Juliet.
Those are
first. Like, when I was in that band growing up, our first show was like a semi-formals in seventh grade, pretty much like prom for seventh graders. And it was like the sickest setup where you're like on a stage and you're in seventh and eighth graders. So everyone's just like hyped. And like, yeah. It's like they've never seen a band before. And we played three songs and we played Check Is Juliet, Dear Maria, and then we played Secret Valentine. You know, two We the King songs.
Nice.
And I'm like, looking back, it's so funny that we just played those three. But I'm like, I got to pay homage to that. We were thinking, Don't Trust Me by 303.
Gotta. Oh, yes. Gotta do it.
I'm like, dude, 303 is just like Warped Tour to a T.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I
remember. I had like a list. And you guys can talk about the songs that you were thinking of while I look. But.
Well, for me, Brandon. It's probably got to be one of the songs that we bonded over, either like a Hawthorne Heights song. Are we doing a Hawthorne Heights song? We have to.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Probably that one. Well, because I've never heard it. Well, I did hear it live once, actually, a long time ago. And they had a giant banner that said, I used to listen to Hawthorne Heights in high school.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so real.
I have Hawthorne Heights pins somewhere. Dude, I'm going to like pull out all my old merch for this and like just be so nostalgic. I might like make a board and like put it on there, but I haven't decided on that. But like I have pins. One of them, I forgot what it says, but they were so funny. And I'm like, I have to buy these.
Yeah.
There's one song I'm excited to play for you because I was like, if you come to our Chicago show, I promise you that we're going to play that. What's it? Boys Like the Great Escape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one song we used to actually cover a lot. Like that, when we first started playing our sets, that was a huge cover because we were testing other emo covers before we started doing the Panic one.
Mm-hmm.
But then that one, yeah, we used to murder that song. I don't know why we stopped playing it. It was like one of our favorites.
Oh, and we didn't get to go to that show. We were so sad.
Well, we're bringing out all the stops for you. It's your birthday.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
What about you guys? What are you doing?
I've got to be honest, you guys, I've been quiet this whole episode. You said I was probably the non-emo that are growing up. Like every one of my other bandmates was, but I was the only one available today. So they're all tossing song titles back and forth. I'm just like, when you guys land on a song, tell me what. Figure it out.
Honestly,
it's like a kickstart your emo journey.
I'm open to it.
The thing about Warped Tour, though, it wasn't like strictly emo music. Yeah. It was just like Never Shout Never wasn't making like hardcore screaming music. It was like kind of like girly pop, ukulele music. So like there was a bunch of different like subgenres within like that kind of culture. Which I always thought was so cool. There was like pop rock bands, like All Time Lows started going pop rock, but it was still part of that culture.
Mm.
So you guys aren't like left out or like, it's not odd if you guys are doing something different. And I think it's kind of cool, like the cover you're choosing to do versus what we're choosing to do.
Yeah.
Because there's like different brands of emo. Like yours is like more of the sunny kind and ours is like really dark, brooding, like really angsty. It's kind of like how all Corvus
like,
are.
That's funny because that's like how like the brand that I liked and for sure the like type that seems like you guys like in a and darker
like that's the thing that still brings us together even though it's just that culture
right. Like they had like a hip-hop stage
at work.
I was just listening to the Warped Tour 2015 compilation yesterday and that was the year Riff Raff was on it. Did you go that year? Do you remember that giant tent he had?
I think that's why I knew he was there.
Yeah.
I didn't see him, but I saw this tent.
Yeah, he had a giant tent. Didn't it have his like face on it? It was for crazy. Sure,
yeah.
He blew up.
Literally.
Act like he didn't know anybody.
Act like I know anybody.
And then like I was listening to it was just crazy. I was listening to the lead singer syndrome. Yeah. And then he said that like Ice-T was on Warped Tour, and I know Katy Perry was on Warped Tour.
Yes,
like,
dude, that's
wild.
What I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I could kill some Katy Perry.
Yeah,
dude, I'd be down here some Katy Perry.
Oh man, yeah, Teenage Dream of California.
I think like if you guys chose to do pop songs with your style of music, it would just like become emo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
I'm going to blow up the other's phones when we're sitting
here. Be like, you guys.
Well, that was the kind of, that was the point of Warped Tour. Like, there's literally no rules. It's just mm-hmm. like people that I think did associate with like the societal norm. Like, Warped Tour is your place to just go fucking be yourself, you know?
I think you just hit like the theme of all of this.
Yeah.
It's like, it's no rules. Like, you just unadulterated be yourself, and everyone, like, we just kind of understand each other. Like, oh, you feel like you don't fit in.
Yeah.
Well, you fit in here, like a like a circus of misfits, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Literally, it was always like every year, like Warped Tour was the thing that like got me through like everything.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was like my mom, sometimes she'd be like, you're not going to go. And I was like, you cannot take this away from me. I don't think she ever would have actually. She just would threaten me with it, you know, but. No, it's because I was usually like not doing the dishes or something.
No mom, warp tour.
Literally. Or I would have an attitude and my mom would be like,
no sleeping with sirens. You're talking back to me. No meet and greet with Black Veil Brides.
Literally. It's so funny. My mom, like when I was younger, I don't think she understood it. But like now that I'm older, it's so funny. I know in like one episode, I like shout her out because I like texted my mom because I was like asking people, I'm like, what did you think of me? Like when I like, not like when I became an emo, but when I like started to like really grow into like myself. And then I texted like, because I made like a Facebook post about it. And then I texted the post to my mom. And my mom's like, I knew it was never a phase. And I was like, aw, thanks, mom. Appreciate that. And like now it's crazy because my mom was just telling me the other day, because I told her that she's going to work the door. So I don't have to pay anybody. And then I'm like, yeah. I'm like, mom, you and dad are going to work the door, by the way. And then my mom offered to make all like the cupcakes and everything. So it's going to be some really good cake, you guys. She's a really good baker. And she makes all the frosting homemade. So plug in for my mom.
That was the selling point for us. Cupcakes, yeah.
Dude, I went to the mall and I went to Zoomies to hang up the poster. And then I'm like, hey, can you guys hang this up in here? And then they're like, yeah. And then I was like telling them about the show, and then the one dude, he's like, and then there's like two cashier guys, and then like the one guy, he's like, dude, we should go. And then I'm like, there's gonna be cake, and the other guy's like, I'm in. And I'm like,
yeah,
literally.
This band has so much appeal, like not even just like our fans wanting to come see us, but then there's like all these other added bonuses that you're like, well, even if I don't know these bands, at least I gotta go. And like, it's just
check it out. Yeah.
It's an incentive for all of us. Like, it, what is it called? Mutually beneficial.
Yeah. So
that was a good idea. Posted in Zoey's Hot Topic.
Dude, okay. I went to Hot Topic, but she said she couldn't post it in there, but she did take it to put in the back. So yeah, I've been posting it anywhere and everywhere. So I still have like 50 more posters because I thought I got scammed. And then because I ordered 50 posters from a sketchy website. And then I'm like, I think I got scammed. I don't think they're going to come. So then I ordered 50 from Office Depot. And then I picked those up like same day, started hanging them. And then like 5 days later, I got an email and it's like, your order is on its way. And I'm like, oh. And then now I have 50 more posters. I'm like, well, I guess just more for me to post.
You're getting the mini gauntlet of what it's like to be in a band. Like us like buying shit and being like, all right, well, is it going to come in? Is it going to be good quality?
Yeah. Literally. But yeah, I'm really excited for everything, you guys. So I guess we'll kind of wrap it up. Is there anything that you guys would like to add or say?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for choosing us to play. You know,
definitely want to get you all back for individual band interviews for sure with me and Emily. She really wish she could have been here tonight, but, and then we're going to do like another hype episode right before. It's going to be like how to, like tips and tricks.
Oh, please. Can I be a guest on that?
Yeah, no, for sure. We'll let you guys know when we're recording it, but even if not, we'll figure it out. And if you can just, and then if you guys just like want to record yourself and then send me the recording and then I can like convert it and then we can still add it.
Oh,
so yeah, but for sure, we'll let you guys know when we're recording it, and then yeah, we'll set it up, and then if you guys want to be on it, and we'll just have fun and talk again, and Emily will be here, and it will be pretty lit. But yeah, so it's gonna be a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, legitimately, thank you for having us. This is like probably one of the most excited feelings I've had for an event in a long time. We're playing some like pretty crazy shows this summer or just coming up in general. And this one I feel like is just as exciting as like the rest of them.
Oh.
If anything, I'm just more excited to play covers for people who are just like me, because I feel like a lot of us probably relate on like not fitting in. Like,
yeah,
that's the whole thing. And finally, we're getting to do this massive celebration of being different, and like celebrating that being different is actually really cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. And like everyone who I've told, I always like hype everyone up. I'm like, you gotta check out the bands, and I'll get that compilation playlist out soon. And then everyone will be like, these are really good bands. I'm like, I told you so. I don't know why people doubt me. But yeah. Well, thank you guys for being here so much. We really appreciate you coming and making the time. So, yeah.
All right. That was just a lot of awesome interview, information and rapport.
It was so fun. I loved chatting with them, and I can't wait for us to do interviews with each of their individual bands and dig deeper into their lore as bands, you know?
Yeah, me too. Honestly, like, I'm just excited to, like, meet the bands and network a lot more, because I know that's, like, historically been your stuff, but I'm excited to get more into that, and it sounds like it was, like, a really good time, honestly. So I'm sorry couldn't make it, but sounds cool.
Well, we'll have a lot more in the future, so
yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
So one thing, like, I feel like we're like the only people, with the exception of one or two, that have actually attended Warped Tour.
I know, it's so sad, but I love that they're all so excited about it still, though. They're like, it's like we get to go, you know?
No,
so.
Me too, but you know what this reminds me of? We are entering our elder emo era.
I know.
Dude, honestly, when I was like, wait, most of them we haven't actually been? Like, that's so cool. But, like, we're totally elder emos now. And we're not even 30 yet.
Dude, okay, side note. I went to see Movements last night at the rave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I actually felt like an elder emo, because I was like, there's these, like, they definitely were like teenagers, and they had like the full on emo scene hair and piercings. And I was like, ah, I remember when I used to look like
that.
And then I'm like, oh, I feel really old now.
You know what? I was just at the mall and I bought my first pair of like the Vans classic checkerboard slip on shoes. I showed my sister a picture. I'm like, I'm so excited. I finally own a pair. And she goes, sounds like an old emo kid that doesn't want to grow up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, cringe.
It's fine. I mean, we are not old, but we're emo kids that I feel like we're never going to grow up.
But you know what? I am so excited that we get to share this with, like, not just the bands, but, like, all the people that are attending, like, our vision of what Warped Tour was and, like, the best parts of it we're picking out, you know?
Yeah. So that is so exciting. And, like, in the interview, I know, like, the guy said, like, we really build community. And I feel like this is a big event to do that within the scene.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's really exciting. It was so nice to, like, hear them talk about. And they're like, you guys really build community. And I know, I think it was Raven that, like, as, like, when you're in the band, you want to do that. But they already have, like, so much else going on. And then they were all just, like, so thankful that, like, we, like, make the bracelets and, like, pass them out, you know? So it's just really fun to, like, be able to do this and, like, help out the local scene and, like, be a part of it in, like, a way. Because that's always, like, my dream. I always wanted to be a band merch person. Like, if I wouldn't have chosen my career path, it was, like, my career path or being a band merch person. But they don't get health insurance. So I was like, well, So.
Yeah, but, like, it's been super educational for us to do this too. I mean, you more so than me, just because you're more on the coordinating end of it. Because, yeah, but
it's been cool.
Been cool.
Emo homies, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely becoming a thing.
Yes. So, like, I also just, because I wasn't there, I wanted to say thank you to all the guys from Allie Eyes, Lake Drive, and Hayden that could make it for our little interview event. So thank you all. This was awesome to be able to have Amber pick your brains a little bit on just anything and everything. And we hope to be able to get another opportunity to do that again in the future.
For sure. We'll definitely keep you guys updated. So, without further ado, remember to follow us on our social media, Instagram and Facebook. We are most active on there. We post every week for sure, at least once, our weekly recommendations and or a episode. So make sure you follow us on there and tell your friends about Take Me Back to Warped Tour. And we'll see you soon. This is Amber.
And this is Emily.
And we are your emo homies.